السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brothers in Islam, about Abid, our brother Abid, question, verse 52-53, chapter Al-Hajj, is deeper than you imagine, and is dangerous more than you imagine, and beautiful more than you imagine. The bottom line is, because I get some reflection from Abid and Habib, but the reflection is easy, but is not easy, is not the way you think. This is why the early people focus in cleansing the heart. Why? When you read the verses carefully, those who believe, meaning what? Meaning I'm in a state of belief, meaning I'm in a state of want to believe, meaning I'm in a state of seeking the guidance of Allah. Allah will guide me. Allah will make me comprehend. Allah will make me understand. Allah will support me to do. This talk is easy and very beautiful. What happened now if my heart full of dunya? Envy, jealous, arrogant, this, that, you know, you name it. What will happen? Will have happened, I tell you before in another message. Shaitan manipulate. And this actually is a condition, Ya Abid and Brother Habib, of what's going on right now, even among the scholar. Look, our condition is a mess. And what we do? We still talking about different opinion, different fiqh, and the ummah in a la-la land, big time. Whereas when you have the majority of the ummah, it's completely almost out of Islam, and you have another sect in a sect and cult, and you have the another one who's confused, and you have the youth who's growing, misunderstand everything, and we're not even supporting them and generate the platform to educate them. And all and the woman sitting at home do not know what's going on. How? Believe me, I am boiling inside because we do not know the magnitude of what's going on. And if you read verse 53, 54, 55, 56, you will understand. What about the verses in Quran from Surah Al-Baqarah 7 to 14, 17? Is this not dangerous? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised, those who have disease in the heart, Allah will increase their disease. I talked about it before. It's a big difference between disease of the heart and sins and weakness. We as a human being, we committing sins. We weak. This normal human being. But disease of the heart, meaning you have certain things stuck. Like I quoted before. We committing sin once in a while and we get weak, yes. We make mistake once, yes. We forget, yes. But envy, jealousy, arrogance, hate, greed, selfish, ego, this is diseases. This is diseases and major sins. If it pop once in a while, I understand. But if it me, my personal soul, is a big problem. Now I cannot be guided. Why? Because I'm refused to be guided. Look at us, for example, today. How many of us, we listen to Quran, we go to classes, we get the message. Where's the struggle? Where's the reflection? Where's the consultation? Where's the following? We do not do that. We do not do that. And we end up filling our nafs, following our desire, and doing whatever we want. This is a big musibah. This big musibah. This big musibah. We have no unity, we have no caring, we don't have it. And even all this talk is a talk. Once we get together, the reality will show up. Once you struggle, the reality will show up. For example, all this talk, if I do not struggle to clarify myself, if I have not struggled to clean myself, where am I going? I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere. By this way, the talk is one thing and my action is different. May Allah save us. Wallahi, may Allah save us. By this way, the journey, this why, if you look at my website and all my session, journey of Iman, journey of victory within. You see? From darkness to light. It's a journey. It's not a sentence. To cleanse yourself is a journey. And will not happen when you sit alone. It show up when we get together. Humble and humility, it show up. Caring. You know, struggle. Sacrifice. Put the ummah above anybody. All this is very important. Anyway, by this way, it is struggle according to your sincere effort of struggle, according to how much you want guidance. You see, by this way, if you seek guidance, Allah promise He will guide you. But ask yourself, how many time I follow guidance? How many time I follow genetic? How many time I follow whatever it is? May Allah save us, inshallah. I hope I get the answer clear a little bit, but it's deep. It's deep, my brother and sister in Islam. It's deep. This is why even people in the front of Messenger Prophet get deceived by shaitan. They do not believe in the Messenger Prophet. In the front of them, with miracle. With miracle. Why Allah share with us all these messages in Quran? Bani Israel with Isa alayhi salam, when they ask him, Ya Isa, give us, send us a table from the sky with food, we eat from it. Why Allah give me this story? It's not for Bani Israel. It's not about Isa, it's for me. I'm reading the story. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us. This is why, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, آمين يا رب العالمين. I hope my word will containing some benefit and wisdom. يا الله بتبارك النور أن قبول in everything I say and I do. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.